So when we try to, we say we can direct the mind, but directing the mind itself can become a big struggle. And sometimes some force within us seems to push us in an unhealthy direction. Yes, as I said, when the impressions come within us, then they, depending on how strong those impressions are, they push us in particular directions. So we could say that there is the proposition or the proposal or the impulse which comes up from within, and there is a response from us. So the distance between the impulse and the response is the area of our free will. The distance between the impulse and the response is the area of our free will. But sometimes if we have acted in a particular way again and again and again, then this distance becomes so less as to appear as if non-existent. So it's like sometimes we may make a particular page as the home page of our browser. Or sometimes some program, if we just download, and that program manipulates our browser so that it makes changes the home page. So then as soon as we click on the browser, even if we have clicked some other link, to open that link, but when the browser opens, this home page will open up. So in that, so in some cases, the proposition and the response get so tied up that it appears as if there is no free will. So yes, when that happens, then we have to understand that here the conditioning is very tight. But even if I can't work on the conditioning, I can work with the conditioning. That means, so if somebody is an alcoholic and when the urge for alcohol comes, they just can't say no. I think when that happens, at that time, it may not be in our control. But if we consider the graph of our consciousness with time, there are times when these impulses surge up. But it's not that they are at that same heightened intensity 24 hours a day. They come, they stay for some time, and when they stay, they may be unbearable, irresistible. But then after that, they subside. So in between these two surges, what do we do? So if at that time, so for us, when the surge comes, there may be no free will at that time. Almost no free will. But what we do in between is up to us. And if in that time, we are creating positive spiritual impressions, if we are spiritualizing our consciousness, if we are strengthening ourselves, then over a period of time, when the impulses also come, we will be able to better resist them. So sometimes, at the moment of impulse, we may have no free will. But in between the moments of impulse is where we have free will. And using that, we can gradually increase the scope of our free will. But unfortunately, what we do many times is, when that impulse comes up, we succumb to it. Although we have made a resolution, I'm not going to do this. But we succumb to it. And then after we have succumbed, we feel so bad about it. We keep beating ourselves up mentally. You're such a fool. You can never do this. You are useless. You have no willpower. You're hopeless. And then next time, as we are just beating ourselves up, we are actually not doing anything constructive, we are not empowering ourselves. So, then by the time, the next time the impulse comes, again we fall for it. So therefore, we recognize that some impulses may just not be resistible for us right now. But then, what do we do in between the impulses? If we keep changing, if we keep doing something positive during that time, then gradually we'll get the strength to resist those impulses when they come also. And one more thing which we could do at that time is, generally it is best to make positive resolutions rather than negative resolutions. I will never do this again. If I make a resolution like that, as soon as we bring a knot, that creates a sense of deprivation. Oh, if I don't do this, why I can't? I want to do it. Every habit that we have, no matter how damaging it is, that habit serves some need for us. So if somebody drinks a lot, now it might be their way of socializing. It might be their way of escaping from life. It might be their way of feeling good about themselves. So every unhealthy habit serves a healthy need. So if I just say I will not do this habit, I will not do this activity, then what happens is that healthy need is no longer being addressed. And because that need is there, and it's a healthy need, but that healthy need will push us towards unhealthy habit. So rather than making a resolution, I will not do this, we try to do some introspection to find out, why do I do this? And don't just get a pat answer. Give a pat answer, no, because I am so useless, I am so hopeless, I have no willpower. No, that's not the answer. That may be answer at one level, but another level is, okay, what need of mine is this particular habit serving? And how can I serve that need in a healthier way? So if somebody drinks because they want relief, that's their escape strategy. And can they find a healthier escape strategy? Somebody might find that music, just hearing music might be able to you can hear spiritual music, that might give some escape. Somebody might find that just if you have some good books to read, that might help. So we have to find out how can we address that need. So in general, negative resolutions will be sabotaged soon. But if you make positive resolutions and focus on, okay, I want to give this up, but that's not my focus. I focus my energy, my determination, my willpower on doing this positive thing. And in my intention, I know I'm doing this positive thing so that I can give up this negative thing. But we don't thrust the energy on giving up the negative. We focus, thrust our energy on doing the positive. And as we keep doing the positive in a committed way, that will create positivity. And the negative will fall by the side. So it's there, in a sense, I'll conclude this, that negativity within cannot be driven out, but it can be crowded out. So that's why if you bring positivity inside, then the negativity will go away. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yeah?
I have a question.